suppose, Charlie Pigott, who was a member of Dé Donnan for many years, but has been playing, and I suppose was best known as a banjo player with Dé Donnan, but has been playing accordion for the last number of years. And Gerry Harrington, fiddle player from Kenmare in County Kerry. They've been on the road together for the last while, and they have a new album out just within the last week. It's entitled The New Road. We start off tonight's programme with a selection of jigs from that. Lovely, very nice music indeed, as indeed is the rest of the music on that album as well. The New Road, music from Charlie Pigott on accordion with Gerry Harrington on fiddle and piano accompaniment on that track by Eugene Kelly. And there's various different accompaniment as well from Sean O'Leinchig on bouzouki and some of the other tracks. And Johnny McDonough is involved on Boron on a number of tracks as well. Two jigs, James McMahon's and the second one, Paddy Mullins, named after Paddy Mullins from between Kilfenora and Ennis Diamond. They're a man who was involved with the Kilfenora Cayley Band for many years. Lovely, lovely music indeed from the new album from Charlie Pigott and Gerry Harrington on the Clo Ir Chonachta label. Now, our second new album on the programme tonight is also, for the main part, a duet album featuring the Neff brothers, Flory and Owen from Cork City. Soundpost and Bridle is the title of the album. Flory plays pipes and Owen plays fiddle, and on a number of tracks they're joined by their parents, Murren on boron and various percussion instruments, and Aver on mandola. This track, though, features Flory and Owen together, and it's a selection of reels, starting off with the Boyne Hunt, followed by Toss the Feathers, and the last one is The Hunter's House. Mm-hmm. And there was a fourth reel in there at the end of that one as well. The Flagstone of Memories, one of Vincent Broderick's compositions. Finishing off that selection of reels there from Flory and Owen Neff. Flory on pipes and Owen on fiddle. The Boynehunt, Toss the Feathers, and The Hunter's House were the other three tunes. And Soundpost and Bridle is the title of the album. Lots of pipe music for you on the programme over the coming weeks, because in February last, the 6th Wicklow Illan Pipes Festival was a commemorative weekend in Wicklow Town on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the death of Johnny Dorn. And over the next 4 weeks, we're going to hear music from some of the pipers, and also from others who gathered to pay tribute to Johnny that weekend. Lots of pipes music, as I said, to come over the next 3 weeks. But tonight we're going to concentrate more on the music of Johnny himself, and indeed on some of the people who spoke during the festival in Wicklow in February. Starting off here, first of all, tonight with Sean Potts of Na Pibri Illan.
To have one's music live on is what all great musicians strive for. Johnny Dorn achieved this despite the fact that he never made a commercial recording. His music had a seminal influence on a generation of pipers. His extraordinary, vibrant and vivacious style gave the instrument life and warmth. In each tune he played, be it common or otherwise, he left no avenue unexplored. Variations, musical and technical, his use of the full range of the pipes gave him a huge canvas on which to illustrate. His importance to Irish traditional music cannot be underestimated. It highlights the unique and rich contribution made with the travelling community, a contribution often sadly disregarded by the set of society today. Johnny was part of a great tradition of travelling pipers dating back to the 19th century Wexford piper John Cash. It is indeed noteworthy that the most popular piping style around the world today remains that of the travelling pipers, a legacy for which we can be very grateful. The late Brown Don Brannock, collector and authority on Indian piping, said of Johnny, and I quote, "It strikes me that Johnny was playing for himself in response to some inner kind of urge or feeling, and he went over and over the tune until he got the whole thing out of his system, so that in one tune, if you listen to it, Johnny is there right through the whole thing." Johnny's travels throughout Ireland brought him in contact with many notable musicians. All spoke very highly of him as a musician and a gentleman, including my own grandfather John, the piper, and Tommy, fiddle player, my uncle, and my uncle Eddie, the piper. Eddie had the pleasure of attending Johnny's wedding as best man. In early 1948, the Dorans parked the caravan on a derelict site in Christchurch area of Dublin, close to the home of another great piper, Tommy Reck, in John Dillon Street. On January the 30th, 1948, a portion of a wall collapsed on top of the caravan, seriously injuring Johnny, injuries from which he never fully recovered. He sadly died 2 years later. The tragic accident deprived us of this great man and his music. His rare gift of creativity makes him one of the most important figures in the history of Irish traditional music. For his untimely passing 50 years ago, we are all the poorer. For what he left, we are all the richer. When the concert halls throughout the world ring with the sounds of Davy Spillane, Paddy Keenan, Finbar Fury and many others, part of Johnny lives on. Johnny Dorn, traveller, entertainer, gentleman and master musician, we thank you.
That's Johnny Doran there, recorded in the late 1940s, just a couple of years before his death in 1950. And you heard Sean Potts there of Napeaver Éilean addressing the crowd at the 6th Wicklow Éilean Pipes Festival, the commemorative weekend for Johnny Doran in Wicklow Town last February. Now, among the very many special guests who attended the weekend in Wicklow was Johnny's son, Jimmy Doran. Peter Brown met up with him and asked him, first of all, if he realised over the years the respect in which his father has been held among Éilean Pipers.
I didn't know my father was so famous, but I am a proud man today, and I will never forget this day. I am more than happy. I never realised, let's be honest. I was a young man when my father died. I was a young boy, 13 years of age, when my father died. When I was a child, I was brought up to that music. I can't play myself, unfortunately, but I love it. But I've got cousins, relations, places.
Can you remember what it was like when hearing your father playing?
I did. Of course I do, yeah. He was a good man. He was a gentleman. I class him as a gentleman. I'm a settled man myself. Settled down now. I class my father as a very, very good man. It's hard to get a father like that. Like, you know. He always bought us new clothes, new shoes, boots, me and my brothers, sisters. There's always bread on the table. We don't cure bacon as well. Oh, yeah.
Tell me something about the music, if you can remember any of the particular tunes that he played.
Well, what it is there. Colin Fraser, My Love Is in America. My favourite really is the Pigeon in the Gate, you know that, don't you? You know that. Pigeon in the Gate is I like Ricky's Paddy. That was his favourite, yeah. He could handle that well, you know. And the hornpipe, the corkscrew, that's a very hard hornpipe to play. It's a hornpipe. You've got to get around it. There's no problem to him. My father, it was no problem at all to him. Any real hornpipe jig, whatever. So I love their music. I love it. I love it.
Here's another question for you. Just describe him physically to me. Was he a big man or?
My father, no, he wasn't a big man. No. About 5'6", 5'. I don't think he was at all me. Dark hair. Slim built. Well, he took after his father for that, didn't he? John Doran, like my grandfather. A very smart man. He knew what he was doing. He had it up there, you know what I mean? He wasn't a foolish boy. He was a very, very, very smart man. He could do anything. During the war, people, travelers, showed him how to make tinware. And he copied it. And he bet them out with it. He was better than them. You know, buckets, whatever. He could make anything there. Got a living. He used to go to dance halls. I remember them. County Clare, maybe Galway, Mayo, God knows where we'd be. And my father would be back at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. He played in the dance halls. And my mother would be, you know what I mean, like, waiting for him to come back and all that. But he'd bring in a few, but you get paid for it, you know what I mean? I remember going to Galway races. Remember that? He loved going to Galway races. Anywhere in a big deal like that. Anywhere in Northern Ireland, South. Everybody loves his music. It doesn't matter whether they're Protestant or Catholic, no matter what.
They say he could stop a fair or a race meet or something in its tracks with music.
Yeah. I remember one time in County Leitrim. And my daddy started playing the pipes. There wasn't a beast, there wasn't a horse or a cow, nothing south that day. Oh, listen to Johnny, my daddy. That's the truth.
One of the questions is a sad thing, but you remember the day that the wall fell in the car.
I do, yeah. But luckily, I wasn't there that time. Yeah. I was a young fella that time, and only young. But luckily enough, it escaped. But what happened? The wall came down tons. That wall should have been knocked down maybe years ago. But he was unfortunate. But he was lacing his boots, he was stooping down, you know what I mean? in the wagon, stooping down. I see a wall collapse. As of injured his back, you see. Well, then he was bad for 2 years. And then he went into TB. That's what happened, as we killed him.
What did you see when you came back?
See the wheels of the wagon. It's in bits. Bits. Just the four wheels. You see the four wheels. I knew the wheels of the wagon, like it's obvious. When you're brought up in a wagon, you'd know. No.
Did he ever play again after that?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. I heard they used to, they blew up a rubber tube.
That's right.
Sit up in the
bed. The wagon, in another wagon. And it, like an airbed, when I woke up. His back is, with them days, you see.
Yeah.
If there's never days, they could do something. But not in them days, they couldn't do, you know what I mean? But you're right, Nace. If I was in school that time, my mother put a few of us into school, and one of my sisters, and that was 1948. Yeah, that sure. Led me to the accident.
Well, it was certainly a good day here today, wasn't it, for all this?
It was a very good day. And I said one thing, I will never forget this day. Mm. I'll be buried here, Ivan. I'll be buried right here. My father's here. I will never forget this day. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I never knew as many people respect them. Mean that.
Yeah. Any Piper worker saw respect them anyway, you may be sure of that.
Oh. But I'm very, very thankful to everybody. I mean that.
Thank you.
the one and only Johnny Dorn there. Fantastic music on pipes from Johnny Dorn, again taken from that recording made in the late 1940s, just a couple of years before his death. Before that you heard Johnny's son Jimmy in conversation with Peter Brown in the grounds of Rathnew Cemetery there, where Johnny Dorn is buried. And that festival, incidentally, the 6th Wicklow Illan Pipes Festival, which commemorated Johnny Dorn this year, we'd like to say a special word of thanks to the organisers of that festival for their hospitality over the weekend, to Dinny Quigley, Dick Barton, Terry and Francis Murray. And over the coming 3 weeks on the programme, we'll hear music recorded at the concert there, the concert which was organised as part of that festival. We'll hear from quite a number of Illan Pipers who have been influenced by the music of Johnny Dorn, the likes of John Purcell, Leo Rickard, Daniel O'Sullivan, Mickey Dunn, Kevin Rolson, and lots, lots more. And included among those pipers will be Paddy Keenan, who was there that weekend. And we're going to hear Paddy Keenan. In fact, we're going to hear Paddy Keenan on two tracks between now and the end of the programme. But first of all, we're going back to 1978 and music from the Bothy Band recorded live on stage in Paris, because Donal Lunny's new album is due for release on the 19th of May, and the album is entitled Journey, the Best of Donal Lunny, and it traces Donal's musical journey back as far as his days on the road with the Bothy Band right up to the present day. And from the promo CD, which is preceding the album, which as I said will be released on the 19th of May, this is music from the Bothy Band from 1978, The Kesh Jig, Give Us a Drink of Water, Flowers of the Flock and Famous Ballymote. On stage in Paris in 1978, that's the Bothy Band there with that selection of tunes which will be available, which will be heard on the new album from Donal Lunny entitled Journey, the Best of Donal Lunny, and that'll be out in a couple of weeks. Now, just to let you know that also Donal Lunny and his band Cool Finn will be playing tomorrow night in On Greenon. That's the new theatre in Letterkenny in County Donegal. Also tomorrow night, the Straley Folk Club in Mullabon plays host to Noel Hill and Tony Linnan. They'll be there on stage. The Edinburgh-based band Russell's House are coming to Ireland and starting a short tour on this Sunday night. They'll be in the Corner House in Cork on Sunday night. Next Tuesday, the 9th of May, in McCarthy's in Baltimore. Wednesday, the 10th, they play Lunchtime in University College Cork. Thursday, the 11th, in the Cobblestone in Dublin. And this night week, Friday, the 12th, they're in the Spirit Store in Dundalk. And we'll give you the rest of those dates on the programme next Friday night. Sean Tyrrell is on tour around Ireland at the moment as well. Next Thursday night, you can see him in Brandon's in Ennis. And next Friday night, the second of a series of gigs in the Cobblestone in Dublin. And once again, we'll give you the rest of those dates on next week and the week after on the programme. The Coleman Heritage Centre in Gartine in County Sligo, they present a flute workshop next weekend from the 12th until the 14th of May with tutors John Carlos and Michael Hurley there. And also next weekend from Friday the 12th until Sunday the 14th in Tíchulainn in Mullabon in County Armagh, there's Féile na n-Éireann, a festival of song celebrating the song traditions of Scotland and of Ireland. And it looks like it's going to be a very nice weekend indeed. Moira Ní Chaigeáin, Willie MacDonald, Donny Murdo and Anne Martin from Scotland, Padraig Ní Uilleacháin, Cáislí Ní Gonal, Brian Mullen and Colm O'Meilod and Martin McDonagh from Ireland. The following weekend then, well, the Gaolín Traditional Singers Club celebrate their 21st anniversary with a weekend of singing in Dublin from Friday the 19th until Sunday the 21st of May. And the same weekend, if you fancy a trip to Wales, is a very nice weekend taking place. The first international gathering of pipers in Wales apparently since the Great Eisteddfod fought held at Aberteithi in 1162. And it takes place in Pencadder in West Wales on May the 19th and 20th. Pipers there from Scotland, Ireland, England and Wales, Alan MacDonald, Neely Mulligan and others there over that weekend. Also next weekend, just to let you know about a couple of Fla Ceols taking place, the Cork Fla takes place next weekend in Milford, the Mayo Fla is in Kilmaine, the Dublin Fla is in the Holy Faith Convent in Killestra, the Meath Fla is in Navan, the Offaly Fla is in Killina and the Louth Fla is in Dundalk, and also the Northern Regional Fla takes place in Horwich in Britain. They're all taking place next weekend over the 12th, 13th and 14th of May. And finally, just a date for your diary. You may like to know that the Fla Nua takes place in Ennis, as always, the last weekend in May. This year, the dates are the 25th until the 29th. And some very nice concerts and sessions and Cayleys and so on there as part of Fla Nua Rá Vila. That's from the 25th until the 29th. Of May. Now, we heard from Paddy Keenan there playing with the Bothy Band, and I said we won't have another piece from Paddy Keenan before the end of the programme. And indeed, shortly after the Bothy Band stopped playing together in 1978, Paddy Keenan and Paddy Glacken went into studio together and recorded an album which they entitled Dublin. And it was released, of course, on vinyl at the time, but has just been re-released by Tara Records on CD. A couple of hornpipes from that we're going to hear tonight from the two Paddies, the Plains of Boyle and Croman's Hornpipe. Thank you. Paddy Keenan and Paddy Lacken together there on pipes and fiddle. Two hornpipes there, the Plains of Boyle and Cronin's, originally released in 1979 and now just very recently reavailable on CD on the Tara record label. That's about all we've time for on tonight's edition of the programme. We're going to leave you with music from yet another man who seems to have been greatly influenced by the music of Johnny Dorn, and that's Martin Burns from Ahaskra in East Galway, who apparently used to travel into Ballinasloe to hear Johnny Dorn playing when he used to visit the famous Ballinasloe Horse Fair. Martin Burns here with Reg Hall accompanying him on piano. The Liffey Banks and the Shaskeen are the two reels. Good evening, Laura Midley Kayla Reish. Good evening, Kayla. Talk to you again. Wimsha. Anya Hensi. Slána gov.
The Late Session, presented by Anya Hensi, was produced by Peter Brown, and you can find details of tonight's programme on RTE's internet service. And that's also where you'll find details of Cayley House, which is broadcast on Saturday nights at 9:30. The website address is www.rte.ie.
Use your Tesco Club Card vouchers today to get a flight to Gatwick from as little as £17.50 in Club Card vouchers. Excludes tax and service charges. See in store now for details. Tesco. Every little helps.
Parents, how come they can have friends around to eat and I can't? I wasn't looking for wine or posh food. Just some buttercrust sambos. You'll make a mess, my mother says. Well, you should see the table after her dinner parties. Luckily, I'd made the buttercrust sambos before the big no, so we ate them in Ruth's house. She thinks I'm a great cook. Sometimes I wonder about Ruth.
Fresh, delicious buttercrust. Best of the best breads.
Five women betrayed by men meet to share their experiences with chilling consequences. Lilies That Fester by Marian Ansell. A gripping bedtime read, but sleep with your light on. Lilies That Fester, a mentor book, is in leading bookshops now.
Hi, I'm Bob Trinchero, Chief Executive of Sutter Home.
And I'm Roger Trinchero, President of Sutter Home.
Every day, Sutter Home wines from our Trinchero family vineyards are enjoyed by thousands of people the world over.
A fact not lost in our marketing department, who in a sensational piece of research have found that Sutter Home is frequently enjoyed by couples on a first date, and that the wine is often followed by, how did the marketing guys put it, Bob?
A brief discussion of acceptable boundaries and practices culminating in the commencement of a vigorous interface on a quid pro quo basis.
Wow. Who says romance is dead?
Sutter Home Wines. A surprising character from a Californian.
Where will you earn Tesco Club Card points today? Pump up even more Club Card points at your local Esso station. Tesco.
Every little helps.
The time now is 5 to 12 and we go to Met Aaron for the weather forecast with Aidan Nulty.
Thanks very much and good evening from Met Aaron. There'll be still some showers during the night in Connacht and Munster, but for much of the country it will stay dry with variable cloud. Lowest temperatures tonight will range 5 to 9 degrees and with very little wind over land, mist and fog will develop as the night goes on. For tomorrow it'll be warmer than today, with temperatures reaching 17 to 21 degrees generally, but again a few degrees cooler along the east and north coast due to a moderate or fresh onshore breeze. The winds over land will be moderate northeasterly. After early mist and fog clears, there'll be good spells of hazy sunshine again tomorrow in most places. With the high temperatures, there may also